Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, beloved. You are listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. I am Prophetess Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing to be with you once again today. We truly thank God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. We thank God for the opportunity just to come and share the word with you. Now, before we go back into our teaching, we have been doing a series on the person and work of the Holy Spirit. And truly, the Lord has really been blessing in this study, and it has really encouraged me, amen, to just study the word more. And not only that, it's given me such a greater view of the Holy Ghost and really what he is and who he is in our lives and how God's power and spirit just is just really permeating in us and just encouraging us, amen, to go forth further in the Lord. Praise the Lord. But we want to pray before we get started this evening. I am pretty sure that you all have heard by now of the tragedy that occurred on yesterday in Tucson, Arizona, where the congresswoman was shot and several others were shot. It was about 18 in all, and I believe there have been 6 deaths so far in this great tragedy. And we want to pray for Arizona. We want to pray for Congresswoman Giffords tonight and her family. Praise God. And those that are still in the hospital that are in critical condition, praise God. We want to pray for our nation. It was on my heart even this morning to pray. Amen. But I want to take some time, beloved, because we do need to pray. Praise God. And we need to really call on God in this hour. There's so much going on in our nation and around the world that we must stay linked up with prayer. Amen. So those of you that are listening, I want you just to stop just for a few moments. And as we go before the Lord, amen, in prayer, praise God, we want to remember our president tonight. Amen. We want to remember all of the officials tonight. We want to remember those in Congress, our representatives all throughout the land. Truly, they need prayer. Amen. It's a time of mourning. Amen. A time of great loss. Praise God. But we know that God is still in the midst. Amen. And he is with us. Amen. And he's going to see us through. Amen. Let's go before the Lord. Father, we thank you for this opportunity, Father. We thank you for, oh God, just being with us. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit that's moving. We thank you for the power of God. And Father God, we want to just lift up, Lord, this tragedy, Lord God, that has taken place, Lord, and it has affected all people all across the nation. And Lord God, I'm asking that you touch the Giffords family, that you touch every family that's grieving tonight, those that have lost loved ones, the judge that lost his life, the 9-year-old precious daughter that lost her life, the family. Lord God, we want you to touch tonight, touch Arizona, touch the people there, Father God, and touch our nation as a whole. Father, lift up our president tonight. Lord, leaders everywhere, Father, you tell us in your word that we should pray for those in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life. So, Father, we're interceding and we're standing in the gap on behalf of our leaders tonight, our national leaders, our state leaders, our local leaders. Father, we ask that you intercept and intercede, God, that, Father God, that your hand, your loving hand, will be stretched out right now. Father God, you touch the one that's suspected of doing this crime. You touch him as well and touch his family. Father God, there are a lot of hurting hearts tonight, but we know that you are yet God. And Lord, we want you to move, Father God, even in the midst of this tragedy. Lord, you be Lord and you move right now. You bring healing, Father God. You bring restoration, God. And, oh, my God, you lift up, Lord, those that are grieving tonight, those that are in mourning tonight. Father, be a comforter right now. We thank you that the Holy Spirit comes to bring comfort, comes to bring life. Jesus, you came to give us life and that more abundantly. So, God, we thank you for it right now. We ask, God, that you continue to move. Father God, minister as only you can. Lord, even on the airways tonight, Father God. And Lord, not only this broadcast, but all broadcasts that's going forth, Father God, proclaiming the word of the Lord, I'm asking you to touch right now. Touch your leaders everywhere. Touch every pastor. Touch every apostle. Touch every prophet, evangelist, oh God, pastor and teacher, Father. Touch the fivefold, Father God. Just draw the body together, Lord God. And Lord God, continue to do the work that only you can. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now that your divine, perfect will is being done in the land. Father God, we thank you. And Lord God, we give this time over to you. We say, have your way. Father, you move and you minister, Lord God. You touch even in the word. Lord, let it be food for our spirit, Lord God. Let it bring edification. Oh, my God, Lord, you do the work that only you can do. And Lord, we thank you. We give you praise now. We give you honor and we give you glory. We thank you, Lord, for your peace tonight that passeth all understanding, because your word declares that it will keep our heart and our mind in Christ Jesus. Lord, we love you. Father, there's no one like you. Oh, God, and we stand in awe of you. We stand in awe of your word. We thank you, Father God, for your moving now. We thank you for the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Father, if there's one listening that's sick in body, I'm asking you to heal, Lord God. Set the captive free tonight in mind, in spirit, in body, in soul, God. Oh, Father God, if there's one, God, discourage, you encourage right now. If there's one oppressed, Father God, you lift up the burden. You lift up the hung down head right now. We come against depression. We come against oppression. We come against suicide demons right now. We come against murder spirits right now. We come against the spirit of violence right now. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we take authority over the enemy right now. We take authority over these demonic spirits that will run to and fro. We take a stand in the Holy Ghost right now. And Father, we thank you that as we decree and we declare your word, Father God, because you do watch over your word to perform it, Father. And when your word goes out, it will not come back void. But God, it will accomplish that it set forth to do. So God, we speak life right now. We speak your word right now, God. Hallelujah. We speak the word of God into the atmosphere. Hallelujah. That you bring about change, God. Bring about change in our individual lives, in our walks with you, God, even through this ministry, even through this teaching, God. Bring about a change, God. Let someone's heart be encouraged and be lifted up and be strengthened, God, as a result of listening to the word of God. Oh, Father God, that one that's on the verge of giving up right now, that just want to throw in the towel. Oh, my God, you draw them back right now, Father God. Oh, God, you break down the middle wall of petition, Father God, and you mend the broken heart, God. In the name of Jesus, you bring healing right now. Healing, God, because healing belongs to us, Father God. And we thank you for healing our spirits. We thank you for healing our mind, healing our soul, God. We thank you for uplifting right now. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we love you and we appreciate you, Father. We thank you now. Continue to have your way and you be Lord, Father God, in all we do and all we say. Father, we'll never cease to give you praise. We'll never cease to give you honor and we'll never cease to give you glory. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now. Have your way, Father God. Oh, God, we give it up to you, God. We will praise you, God. We will magnify your name. God, we will continue to give you glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you now. Take us further, Father God. Let your anointing prevail. Let your anointing go forth right now. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you, and we give you praise, honor, and glory for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Be encouraged, beloved. God is with us, and he's strengthening, and we thank the Lord for his presence. We thank him right now that he is an on-time God. He's never busy, Lord. He's never busy. He is always, he has an ear to hear. Amen. So we can call on him anytime, day, night. Glory to God. Amen. Sometimes people may not listen to us, but God will listen, beloved. He will listen because he's that kind of God, and he will be a friend to you. He will stick closer than any brother. Hallelujah. So we thank God today. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We're going to the word of the Lord. Amen. Our scripture, our theme scripture, amen, has been Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And it says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Praise God. And we know that Jesus, again, amen, shared this with the apostles just before, amen, he was taken up into heaven, glory to God. And so we know that the Holy Ghost, amen, when he came, amen, he brought power. He is power. He's a dunamis. He's a life source, praise God. He's a quickening power, amen. And we've talked about that. We've talked about his attributes and his titles, his names and what he does, praise God, and his workings, praise the Lord. And we've talked about how he worked in the Old Testament, amen, and even over into the New Testament, praise God. So we have really covered, amen, a lot of information over these last broadcasts about the power of the Holy Ghost and what he comes to do, amen. We know that Jesus came to set us free, glory to God, when he, amen, in Luke chapter 4, amen, I want to just go there real quick, amen, after he came out of, amen, the wilderness, praise God, and then he went into, amen, the synagogue, and it was normal for him to do that, and he went in and he grabbed the scroll, praise God, he found the book of Isaiah, amen, and in Luke 4:18 it says, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Amen. He recognized that he was full of the Holy Ghost, praise God, and he was being led by the Spirit of God. The Bible said that those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. So Jesus has given us a perfect example of being led, amen, by the Holy Spirit. He said, because he hath anointed me, amen, to preach the gospel to the poor, amen, Jesus knew his mission, praise God, but he never did anything until he was endued with power, until the Father released him into the ministry, into the work that, amen, he was set forth to do. Jesus was obedient to his Father, amen. As a child, he was obedient to his parents. He didn't get ahead of God, even though he knew God. He knew why he was here, but he waited until the time, until it was time for him to go forth and do the works that his Father wanted him to do so that he could be the Redeemer, amen, our Savior, and he is our Redeemer. Oh, I feel the power of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because when we are mindful of God and we're mindful of the Holy Spirit and we allow him to take place in our life, praise God, and we wait on him, amen, we seek his face, glory be to God, hallelujah, he will lead us and he will guide us into all truth. So he says here, he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted. And there are many that are broken in heart, but Jesus came to mend. He came to heal. He came to restore. He came to set free. Praise the Lord. And then he said to preach deliverance to the captives. Amen. There were many, amen, that I'm sure Jesus ran into that were bound. There were many that were bound by demons. And everywhere Jesus, when he healed, praise God, he spoke the word and the word would set free. The word would cleanse. And people were drawn to him because of the word of God. Amen. He had a right now word. He came to preach deliverance to the captives. And this is what God is saying to us, that when we're full of the Holy Ghost, there's someone around us every single day that is bound by demons, bound, amen, by addictions, bound by habits, just bound in their mind, not free. But we have the word of God, and the Holy Ghost will inspire us and quicken that word so that we can share this word with someone else that is bound. Glory to God. This is the work that Jesus did, and he said greater works that we would do because he was going to the Father. So when we're full of the Holy Spirit, amen, he fills us up so that he can use us for service, because Jesus said that to the apostles, you will be witnesses unto me, of me. Amen. And they witnessed of Jesus. They were eyewitnesses. They were right there. So they could tell firsthand the things that Jesus did. Amen. How he acted. Praise God. And then their own commission that God gave them, the work that they had to do to fulfill the word of God, to preach the gospel to the poor, to preach the word of God, to lay hands on the sick. Praise God, and do all the things that Jesus said. They were led by the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. Now, he also says to preach the deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind. And, you know, the word of God will cause scales to fall off. Now, many of the people were blind. There were those that were literally blind, but then there were those that were spiritually blind. And I'm reminded of Paul, amen, before, amen, he had the encounter with God. Amen, he was a religious man. He knew the law. He knew the letter of the law. And I believe that he loved God. I believe that he was very sincere. amen, but he was wrong in some of the things that he was doing. And so Jesus knew that. And Jesus, you know, when he finally got on that road to Damascus, he got right where the Lord wanted him to be. And that's where he had the encounter with God. And once he realized, praise God, that, amen, he was kicking against Jesus, and amen, he had to go to a street called Straight, praise God. Amen, and he was there for about 3 days, glory to God, but he was blinded. Amen, that light blinded him, which was really symbolic of the blindness that he already had. Amen, it just manifested in the natural, glory to God. And sometimes we're struggling with things and we're going through things in the spirit realm, amen, and sometimes God has to bring things all the way up and out in order for us to get free, praise God, amen. But Paul was delivered, he was set free, and he had that encounter with God, and he was never the same. He received his calling that during those 3 days, and praise God, then the Lord sent a prophet, amen, to him, to pray for him, that he would receive the Holy Ghost, praise God, because God had a great work for the Apostle Paul to do, and he immediately began to preach Jesus. Amen. He did not tarry. He did not wait. He immediately began to tell the people who Jesus was. Amen. And when we really get a revelation of who Jesus is, praise God, we have to tell somebody. Amen. I just have to tell somebody the goodness of God. Amen. If it's nothing more than Jesus loves you, Jesus cares. Amen. He knows all about what you're going through. Amen. He was touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Amen. When he hung on the cross, he took every ailment. Amen. He took every ache. He took every pain. Amen. He took every bit of distress. Amen. He took everything that we would ever go through. So we can never say that no one cares or no one understands how I feel, because there is one person, amen, that understands, beloved, and his name is Jesus. Jesus understands right where you are. Some of you right now are going through disappointments. Things have not turned out the way you thought that they should, and you're wondering why, what in the world is going on? No one really cares. No one understands. But Jesus understands, amen. He knows exactly where you are, amen. And even now his arms is outstretched, waiting for you just to cry, Abba, Father, just waiting for you to say, Lord, help. Lord, come to my rescue. Glory to God, because he is right there. He's been there all the time, beloved. Amen. There's a song that says he's waiting patiently in line. He was there all the time. Hallelujah. And even though, amen, you may be walking through some rough terrain even now, but know that the power of God, the power of the Holy Ghost is with you, beloved. Amen. If you know God and you've accepted him and you're walking with him, praise God, don't mean that God have left you. He's not left you, because the word declares that he will never leave us nor forsake us. He will be with us even to the end of the world, in the end of the earth, praise God, whole world. Amen. He will be with you until, praise God, hallelujah. So this gives us to know that even as, amen, Jesus was sent to recover the sight to the blind, as he did Paul, and we know, going back there just for a second, that Paul became one of the greatest apostles of all time, amen, praise God, and his life just exemplified what God will do and how he will take us, amen, and make us into the image and make us into the vessels that he wants us to be, amen. Now, Jesus also, he said, to set at liberty them that are bruised, praise God. And so, amen, God wants to liberate, amen. The Holy Ghost comes to liberate us, praise God, even in the midst of pain and suffering and hurt and all of these things. Do you know God can still use you? Praise God. You're not all washed up. Come on now. Amen. It's not over with. Praise God. It ain't over until God says it's over. Amen. Some of you right now feel so insignificant. You feel so helpless. And you feel like, God, there's nothing that you can do with me. But yes, if you just reach out to him, amen, continue to walk toward God, continue to move forward, don't stop, don't give up, keep walking, amen, keep walking, amen, walk before the Lord, amen, keep your life surrendered to God, keep your life, amen, to where, praise God, you're pliable in the master's hands, because remember, beloved, we are the potter and he's the clay, amen. He wants to make us, mold us after the image of Christ, praise God. So know that Jesus came to set at liberty them that are bruised, and he also came to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Now, so Jesus knew who he was. He was directed by the Holy Spirit to go to that passage of Scripture, praise God, and he walked in everything his Father called him to do up until the time that it was time for him, amen, to suffer. And even on the cross, he ministered. Jesus never stopped ministering. He never stopped, glory to God, until he hung his head, oh my God, and breathed the last breath. Praise God. Hallelujah. When he said it was finished, amen, the last soul that he was to reach was the thief on the cross. The Holy Ghost was, oh my God, permeating even around the cross. Glory to God. Drawing that one, amen, that was hanging there, knew that he deserved to be there, but yet that he needed a Savior. And he reached out to Jesus, and Jesus looked at him and said, "Today, thou shalt be with me in paradise." That is compassion. That is love. Hallelujah. That's the kind of love that God gives us as well. Amen. And so when we're endued with the power of the Holy Ghost, even though we may walk through, again, rough terrain and go through some tough stuff, but down on the inside of us, the Holy Ghost and the love of God will stir us, amen, turn us over again, praise God, and cause us to give out, amen, out of our belly, praise God. It's not us, but it's God that does the work, praise God. But what's in you, beloved, will come out. If God is in there, he's going to come out. If the power of the Holy Ghost is in there, he's going to come out, praise God, amen. And so God just wants us to be those vessels in this hour that he's calling for, amen. The working of the Holy Ghost is going forth in the land, amen, praise God. So we want to be full of the Holy Ghost, praise God. And I'm going to do a little prelude here, because on the next broadcast we're going to begin to talk about, amen, the baptism in the Holy Ghost and the importance of being baptized, being truly endued with power. But one of the scriptures that came to me just a little bit ago, and we've read this on prior segments, it talks about in Jude, it talks about us keeping ourselves in Jude. Well, first of all, let's go to Jude chapter 1, verse 20. It says, "But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." And one of the things that we must do is we must keep our faith built up. We must keep our trust and our reliance on God built up. Amen. Keeping yourself in the love of God, no matter what, walk in God's love. Amen. Don't get bitter. Don't allow anger and bitterness and a resentment and all of these things to take root in your heart. Let no root of bitterness settle down in your heart, praise God. If you're bruised, if you're hurt, amen, praise God, allow the Lord to go in and uproot that thing so that the enemy can have no place in your life, amen. Keep yourself in the love of God. Walk in God's love, amen. Walk in kindness, amen. Walk in sincerity, walk in truth, praise the Lord. Amen. Do kind deeds. Praise God. Do the opposite of what the enemy will want you to do. Praise God. When you're struck at, don't strike back. Praise God. But ask God to give you what to do, give you how to even react and how to pray. Amen. Because he will help you. So keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Praise God. So we know, amen, that we have such a hope, amen, and God's mercy is his unmerited favor. Praise the Lord. He will keep us. Look for mercy. Look toward Jesus to give you mercy and give you grace, praise God. And if you find yourself in sin, if you find yourself doing something that you don't have no business doing or have done, amen, repent. Repent quickly, amen, and allow the Lord to bring cleansing and healing and deliverance, restoration, reconciliation, all of that in your life, beloved. Amen. Know that, amen, the Holy Spirit will be there, amen, to speak. Amen. God will speak to you. Jesus will speak to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. All three of them, amen. The power of the Holy Ghost, amen, is resident, amen, in us, and resident now, amen, and to do great works, amen, so that we see signs, wonders, and miracles being performed in our lives. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word today. We thank God, amen, for what he is doing. Praise the Lord. Father God, I thank you for this word. I thank you, Father God, that those that are listening, Father God, are grabbing hold, God. We thank you, Father God, that you are moving, God, by your Spirit. Oh, Holy Ghost, we want you to continue to move throughout the airwaves, move throughout the internet, oh God. Everyone that will hear this word, God, let it just be like a jolt, undouble, shandouble higher, and baptize afresh in the Holy Ghost. Oh, pour out your Spirit, God, and God, prove yourself through signs, wonders, and miracles. Begin to work miracles, God. Send revival, God, throughout our land. Send revival throughout the nation, oh God. Oh God, let there be a great outpouring of your Spirit on your sons, on your daughters, on your handmaids, on your manservants, God. Oh my God, in the fellowships and churches, oh God, all throughout the land. Send revival, Father. God, we thank you, God. Go from coast to coast. Go to New York, God. Go all the way to Washington, God, and all in between, God, and move, God. Oh, God, as your prayer warriors and intercessors, pray, God, even on this week, God. Move, Father God. Oh, God, as the consecration is going forth this week, God, I want you, God, to move, God. Minister, Father God, to everyone, God, in the name of Jesus, as those all throughout the land are fasting and praying and seeking you as this year has just begun, Father God. Let your anointing prevail. Oh, my God, help us to have listening ears to hear you, God. Oh, God, and most importantly, God, just to get that real relationship with you. Father, we thank you now. We give you glory and we give you honor and we give you the praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Beloved, you have been listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Amen. We are located in Lawton, Oklahoma, and we ask that you visit our website at www.wopministries.org. Praise the Lord. We are in process of soon to update our website. Amen. Amen. We do have an upcoming conference that will be held in Orlando, Florida. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we are excited about what God is doing. Praise the Lord. The theme for our conference is Make Me a Vessel of Honor, Meet for the Master's Use. Praise the Lord. So we will be convening May the 19th through the 21st. Praise the Lord. In the city of Orlando, Florida. Praise God. We will soon have more information on our website, all the details, amen, speaker information, and all that type of thing upcoming. Praise God, so that you can register. Amen. We want you to be a part of what God is doing in this work. Praise God. We want you to drop us an email. Amen. And let us know how the broadcast is being a blessing. Amen. Or you could go right to Blog Talk Radio. Amen.com/Women of Power and leave us a comment as well. We do appreciate you listening. We appreciate you tuning in to this broadcast, and we pray that the Lord will continue to bless you and keep you, amen, and keep you encouraged. Praise the Lord. And I just want to encourage you again, amen, to continue to pray, continue to seek the face of God, continue, oh my God, to just get a closer relationship with Jesus, knowing that he will be the best friend you could ever have. Young person, amen, you may have friends, but no, there'll be no friend like Jesus. Amen. No one will do you the way Jesus can. So if you get a real relationship with him, he'll take you and he will use you for his glory. He will preserve you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. He is a keeper if you want to be kept. Oh my God, he's that kind of God. Oh, he's an on-time God, someone said. Yes, he is. And he's the God that's more than enough. Praise the Lord. Until our next broadcast, we want you to be encouraged. Amen. Stay encouraged in the Lord and know that God, hallelujah, is on your side. Praise the Lord. God is fighting for you. Amen. Be encouraged, beloved. Keep your head up and continue, amen, walking in the name of the Lord. Continue pressing toward that mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Until our next broadcast, we want you to know, amen, that God loves you and he cares about you. Until we meet on our next broadcast, amen, stay encouraged. Amen. We will be on in the morning and we will begin our teaching on the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Until our next broadcast, be blessed in Jesus' name.